Welcome back to the Sonesta Perspective. I am Kevin Fitzpatrick, and today I want to talk to you about something that has been pressing in my mind lately. Best way to describe it is something I believe many of us may be feeling, but might not yet be able to articulate. That is, we may not be prepared for all the changes or what's coming next. And with the pace of policy changes here in the U.S., and the ever-shifting economic landscape, I've been thinking deeply about what it means to grow, not just in business, but personally. And what does it mean to truly move forward when things around us feel uncertain? This reflection didn't come out of nowhere. It's been fueled by some recent reading that I've been doing and conversations with some very incredible people in my circle. Most recently, I've been reading Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. Yes, that is the same book, surprise, that A.J. Brown was reading on the sidelines at the Eagles game. And yes, I went out and bought it straight away. The second is a book I have gone back to many times, and that is The Decision Book that is by Mikhail Grigoris and Momen Deshtapler, which is basically 50 models for strategic thinking. It really gives a lot of maps, and it's very visual around strategy and strategic thinking. It is very, very helpful in figuring things out. And right now I'm in the process of finishing The Laws of Lifetime Growth by Dan Sullivan, which is a guide for developing a mindset of expansion at any stage of our life. These resources all converge around a common truth, and that is sometimes we get stuck and we just don't realize it. We stop growing, we drift, we plateau. So how do we get unstuck? How do we get into our next gear, both professionally and personally? It starts with a new lens, a regroup, a new beginning. And the first step of that is accountability. And accountability leads to actualization. It's not just about saying no. It's about making room for new ideas. It's about innovation. It's about looking at pure alternatives. And to do that, I really go back to an early mentor of mine, and I'm talking ages ago. He was a divisional CHRO within General Electric, and Joe told me to always think about, and I've kind of expanded this. He gave me the four C's, I've expanded it to six. And if we're really going to drive actualization and we're really going to really push towards getting unstuck, it comes down to the six C's of growth and leadership. And that is a sense of commitment to your mission, to showing up. Not only professionally, but personally, looking in the mirror and figuring things out. It gets back to compassion for yourself, for your team, for your customers, and for your family. When you're faced with uncertainty and you're not sure what the next steps are, you have to have that compassion for everyone. You can't forget about that, because then it's going to take you down a path that you really don't want to travel. Then there's consistency, and consistency builds a foundation of trust, not only in yourself, but among those that depend on you or on whom you have come to depend, frankly, and community. And, you know, we don't grow alone. We don't do things alone. And that means you take the good with the bad. When you go down a particular path and it's not working, or you hit a roadblock and you don't know, what the heck am I going to do now? It is having that sense of community, or if a member of your team is going down a path that didn't work, standing alongside that member of your team and sticking with them. That's what community is all about. And then it gets down to compliance. In this uncertain time that we are going through, hopefully, regardless of what policy changes are thrown at us, we need to have the discipline and the alignment with our own standards and purpose, and the agility to flex within reason to move forward with compliance. And all of that ties back to communication. Communication, which is the bridge between vision and reality. It is how we get things done. It takes the other five C's we mentioned, ties them all together, and really raises the bar with a courage of conviction and integrity to move forward. When we align all six of these C's in our daily work, our leadership, our choices that we make, they drive really when dealing with our team, the ROT, the return on talent. And when you combine the ROT, or return on talent, with customer intimacy and personal commitment, you create a very powerful formula. That very powerful formula may very well, or quite frankly, should lead to increased revenue, reduced SG&A, increased bottom line impact without sacrificing your personal well-being. So here's the truth. You can be the difference. You can be the one who thrives through change, not just survives it. You can be the agent of growth for yourself, for your team, for your business. But it all begins by recognizing that you're stuck. And in choosing to move forward with intention, with trust, with integrity, and a mindset rooted in excellence will help us all grow together. I want to go back to one thing, and I have to read this, so forgive me. And it's from Bruce Lee. If you always put a limit on everything you do, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus. And you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. So stay committed, stay compassionate, and above all, get and stay unstuck. Thank you.